It's halacha that the bracha of Birchas Hamazon has to be in the place where the suda was. Sif Aleph. Mi she'achal b'mokim echad, tzarech levarach koydim she'yakim b'mokim. If a person ate in one place, he should make a bracha achreina before he moves to a different place. If it's within the same room, it's alright. But to leave the house, one should not leave the house until he makes a bracha. V'im yosev b'mokim v'loy b'erech. If he left from his place without making a bracha, if he did intentionally, Chazal required him to go back to his original place. If he didn't go back, he's yotze. Says the Rambo, this is according to the Rambam's opinion, that's the Rosh. Even if you unintentionally left your place, it's possible you should go back to where you ate. It's a tremendous liddish that if you left your place of amazed shalok halacha and you made a bracha in the other place, you're not yotze. It is the mechaber minhoya v'shogig laram yivav v'mokam shenizka laram yin yon v'arosh kam v'yazo l'mokam l'mokam v'yivav. This is part we really saw the Ramo brought before. There's a machlekes v'shoinim. If v'shogig a person left his place, does he have to go back to the place he ate? So the bottom line is, one should be very makbid not to leave the place of eating before he makes his bracha, Birchas Hamazon. If he is planning in the middle of the meal to go to another place, then he should have in mind from the beginning of the meal that he wants to eat another place. And when he goes to the second place, to make sure to eat some bread in the second place, that way the second place will be the place where he ended his suda. Shabbos says that this, if you have to go back to your place, is even if you're already quite far away from where you were, as long as you can get back within 72 minutes from the time that you ate the food, you're required to come back.